This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in Wow, Really? News, there is this. Dancing with the Stars on ABC has announced the lineup for its 19th, yes, its 19th season. Featured is one Bethany Mota. If the name doesn't ring a bell, just go ask your teenage daughter. Mota has more than 7 million followers on her YouTube channel, which is dedicated mostly to hairstyles and teen fashion. Marketplace's Queena Kim explains why the networks want to start dancing with the internet.
Y'all know about Dancing with the Stars, but what about Bethany Mota?
Hey guys, so for today's video, I am going to be doing a morning routine. Unfortunately, even though it is summer, I have had a lot of very busy summer days. But
if you're saying to yourself like I was, seriously, 6 minutes of this? Then you're not part of the demographic that Dancing with the Stars is hoping to attract with its new hire. Karen North is a professor of digital and social media at USC.
Right now, everybody's looking to integrate stars from YouTube into traditional television. And the primary reason is to bring in the younger audience.
That younger audience isn't watching shows on TV as much as they are online. While the majority of YouTube's viewers are 35 and under, the median age of Dancing with the Stars is 60.
I'm not sure if our audience will translate over.
Janine Poggi covers TV for Advertising Age.
But Bethany Mota has such a big following. Her social presence and her being able to promote the show, that in and of itself is just a huge draw for ABC.
Brian Steinberg is a TV reporter at Variety, and he says the Mota news is a sign of things to come.
It's an interesting gambit to see if someone who is a viral star has what it takes to become a broadcast star.
He says YouTube stars often have a niche following, but primetime requires a different kind of star power. One that'll attract a diverse and broad-based audience. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.